Crate, thanks to your friendly neighbourhood record store, Southbound Records.
Morena, Troy, how are you?
Great, how are you?
Good, thank you for coming in this morning. You've brought us one piece of vinyl and two to play from the system, but of course they'll be on records as well, I'm assuming, in the real world.
Of course they are.
Imagine that, if you bought in something that wasn't on a vinyl, that'd be strange.
It might happen one day.
Never say never, Tess. Never say never.
I just know where this is going.
I would doubt it. Anyway.
Hey, shall we start with this one that's queued up on the turntable here? What have we got?
Well, pick up the cover and have a look.
Dilla. Dila?
Gila.
Gila. Yeah, okay.
It's spelled D-I-L-A. It's Gila. Now, Gila, it was a... this was her one and only record, recorded in 1970. She's from Brazil.
Mm-hmm. She is very glamorous.
Yeah, I was going to say, glamorous is definitely the word that pops into mind.
She's got a lot of rings on and some big, chunky earrings.
Well, she made this one record and that was the only thing that was ever heard from her. And it's one of those mysteries that isn't a mystery that you can investigate and find out about. Oh. You just don't know.
Really?
Apparently she died in a car accident. Who knows? No one knows.
Oh, dear.
That must be infuriating for someone with the musical knowledge you have, Troy.
No, I'm not infuriated because, I mean, it's one of those things that you can listen to on its own terms rather than like thinking of any kind of backstory.
Totally.
And on its own terms, this is a truly
brilliant piece
cool
of music.
Cool samba record. Put this on. This is a this tune here is a Tom Jobim tune.
This is cool. She's got a fantastic halter neck on as well. I think people need to sort of visualize this glamorous woman.
You can visualize it when you hear her sing now.
Oh, that's gorgeous.
So, with having no context, how did this come about?
It was one of those ones that Brazilian specialists and crate digging people, that kind of thing, had like a long sought after these rare copies. And Far Out Recordings, who were sort of a British Brazilian label run out of London, they've put it out because they put out a lot of these amazing things like Azimuth and stuff, which has kind of been the original versions have been lost to the world.
Okay, this is beautiful.
You know it's good if we're all just
sitting
silent
and listening to it. It's beautiful. I don't think there's enough samba music in my life, to be honest.
Probably
this is
not.
Very nice.
Now, probably not.
No, probably not.
Can't ever have enough.
This song here, the Amor Now Tem Vez, the literal translation is something like the hills don't move or the hills don't turn. But
right.
The way Tom Jobim wrote, Antonio Carlos Jobim wrote it, was as it's better translated as the slums have no voice.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah. So it's quite political in its own sort of quiet way. So what year did you say this was from again?
1970 was recorded. 1971 release originally.
It's sounding nice and crisp.
Oh, it's pretty good.
Yeah.
Like the recording, I mean, it's pretty good.
It's mesmerising, this track. Mm. That would be the word I'd use for it, mesmerising.
Now, why this one is different than a lot of the others is this one has no piano. A lot of the music on this is piano-driven, as is a lot of samba. But that one there, I just think it's just like, wow.
It is. It's a stunner. So I think Tess is totally right. We were all kind of stunned into silence by that. It's beautiful.
What track was that, sorry?
That one there was Amor Now Tem Vez.
Ah, oh, cool. So that's the last track on the A side.
Yes.
Beauty.
And if we played the last track on the B side, you would have like a slightly different idea of her, but nonetheless just...
as stunning?
Yeah.
Just as stunning.
I totally dig this.
So
Gila
is how you say it.
Gila.
Gila, okay.
Yeah. I don't know what her real name was. Don't know anything about her except for the fact that this was recorded in Rio in 1970.
Well, it's absolutely gorgeous, and I do love a little bit of a music mystery, so that's quite nice. Thank you very much, Troy. What's the next one we're going to chat about?
I thought you were going to send me out of here.
Thank you, Troy. Goodbye. No, what are we going to chat about now?
All right, the next one. Now, this here is someone who's been, like, fairly well documented over the years.
Ah, yes.
She went to London first off with Ikentina Turner's group as one of the iCats, stayed, did a record on, or did... Yeah, did two records on Immediate Records, sung with the Small Faces, through the 70s, sung with a whole bunch of other people, but 80s even, she was like in things like Starlight Express on roller skates, kind of stuff. She ended up in the KLF, did a single with the Beatmasters. By the time the 90s rolled around, what did she do?
I've got to just say, Troy's
Ocean
doing this
Colour
all
Scene.
Absolutely from his head.
Yeah, She played with Ocean Colour Scene. She did a song with Primal Scream. She came here last year. Like I said, 2 years ago, she put out a record that had been recorded between 68 and 70 with a guy out of the Bee Gees, Barry Gibb, and Eric Clapton and shit like that. They'd never come out at the time. Now, this is her first album of new music in 51 years.
Blimey.
This is the great P.P. Arnold.
She is a legend, eh? And she's one of those legends that a lot of people will have heard but not realised they've been listening to her.
I mean, she's done backing vocals on stuff like Peter Gabriel's Sledgehammer is her, you know.
Ah, okay, see, there you go. One that I didn't know she was on.
Sunlight breaks my dream. My lady luck will be there too.
This is nice. She's just got such a gorgeous voice, eh?
Now, this is called The New Adventures of P.P. Arnold. She's with Stevie Craddock out of Ocean Colour Scene, who's produced this record and plays on most of it. Paul Weller plays on a bit of it. Paul Weller gave her two songs.
A glorious contribution, it says on the cover.
I would agree.
Contributions from Paul Weller, Ocean Colour Scene's Steve Craddock, and The Specials.
Hey, Linville Golding plays on this. Horace Panzer plays on it.
She's definitely someone who has worked with so many people in the industry, it mustn't be very hard for her to be like, hey, it's time to return the favour a little bit.
Well, I think by all accounts, Pat Arnold is how she refers to herself. Pat, Patricia, by all accounts, she's like a super nice lady and really easy to work with.
I just love her. She's so nice. And she was kind of a child star as well. She was doing stuff when she was quite young. When she was
in iKit, she was still a teenager, although... countering that at the time she was already married with two children.
Blimey.
As a teenager.
Okay. This track is called The Magic Hour, by the way. Cool. This is great. So this is all new music.
Brand new. Recorded at Weller's Black Barn Studios in Surrey.
Awesome.
All newly written stuff. Oh no, there's a couple of covers on there to hold it. Yeah.
That's great. It's kind of lovely though because it's got that gorgeous kind of 60s feel to it as well.
Yeah, classic,
you know?
British soul sound.
Yeah. Stunning. So this has got four sides.
Yes, it's a double LP.
There we go. I always wait now because I always say the wrong thing and then you correct me, so I'm like, I'll just let you say it.
I'm not correcting you, geez.
That's fine, you know, it's learning.
It does have four sides, you're quite right. That one there is from the first side, the Magic Hour.
That's gorgeous, I really like that. She just seems so nice as well, I think you're totally right about that.
Yeah, she's in her early 70s now. She might be 73
or something.
She does not
look like she's in her early
70s.
And
she doesn't quite sound like, she still sounds like the P.P. Arnold of First Cut is the Deepest or Tin Soldier by Small Faces, you know, whatever.
Fantastic.
I think this is a really, really cool record. Imagine that, your first record of new music in 51 years and it doesn't sound like you're a croaky old person desperately. Yeah. No, it's a really fun record. The New Adventures of P.P. Arnold on 2LP and CD.
Fantastic. What's our third track today, Troy?
Third one today is slightly different in that it's new stuff. Now, this here is by a group called, spelt incorrectly, called Reservoir, R-E-S-A-V-O-I-R. it's not so much a group as a...
bang there.
That was my watch hitting thing. It's not so much a group as like an assemblage of musicians around one guy, Will Miller.
Okay.
Now they're out of Chicago.
Why do you say that?
Because it's kind of stuff written by him. It's his vision, and he pulls in different people. It's like a collective type.
Okay. Cool.
Should we hit it?
I just wanted to understand the definition, you know?
Hit it, yeah. Now, it's from Chicago, where the International Anthem label is based. Remember that Mackay McRaven record that came out?
Yes.
Okay. Now, the harp you hear, Brenda Younger, she was on that Mackay record.
Oh, okay, right. I mean, there can't be that many harpists floating around, are there? I mean,
probably
I say
not.
That, I'll probably incite the sort of wrath of all of the harpists out there, but...
Probably not as many as there is percussionists or piano players or something. I don't know. So this is Reservoir. The tune is called, what is it called, Tess? You got it there?
Taking Flight.
That's correct, yes.
I was lost in the sound and the cover. Shall I read the description on the front?
Go ahead.
I feel like it's quite... So it's elegantly orchestrated, simple laden lo-fi jazz instruments score a lucid dream sequence of minimalist melodies and impressions.
Gorgeous.
How long do you reckon that took to write?
Minute and a half.
You reckon?
Yeah.
So just, like that was mulled over for some time.
Nah, I reckon someone just went, where's some words to fit onto that obi strip? Let's do this.
It's a gorgeous cover of the album. Nice big sort of green. Is it a leaf? I can't even tell.
It is a leaf, yeah.
It is a leaf. It's beautiful, though.
And then Reservoir is written up there in what looks like pencil.
Really? I think it looks like water droplets.
Oh, you could be right.
Yeah.
So is this the first Reservoir, or have there been many Reservoir
albums?
Well,
no, this is the first one. It's that guy's also in one of those sort of indie groups that I don't know, Whitney. You know that group?
Oh,
Whitney?
Is this? Okay,
that
got
guy,
it.
That guy plays trumpet in Whitney.
Got you.
I don't know much about them, except we sold their records. Check this.
Someone texted in and they said the Bob Dylan poem on the P.P. Arnold record is astonishing.
Absolutely.
Do you know what that is?
Yes, I do. Yeah. That is The Last Thoughts on Woody Guthrie.
Cool.
That's on side four. It's amazing.
This is lovely. I feel like the underlying theme of songs you've brought us today has been lush. Lush is the sort of vibe that kind of rolls through all of them.
You got me.
Intro, Reservoir, Taking Flight, which is what we're listening to, featuring Brandy Young. Plantasy, Clouds, Woe, Illusion, Escalator, featuring Senator...
No, just Sen Morimoto, isn't
Sen
it?
Sen Morimoto.
He's a rapper, that's a rapper on that one.
And Ali Mel, that's the track listing there.
So, like, the other stuff you've heard on International Anthem, I've heard you playing something before, would be...
I don't know. You put me on the spot there.
I've played
the thing from them.
Yeah, it was that one.
What was it? What did I play?
Damon Locks and the...
Oh.
I can imagine this with some... rapping vocals over top.
You can?
Yeah. Not surprised to see that one of the tracks has that.
There's also a singer on another one. But this one here, of course, is... I don't know whether you think of Brandy Younger as being the lead instrument, because she probably isn't. It's maybe that sax on that. But nonetheless...
Definitely a feature, strong feature instrument.
Hell yeah. I think this is a great little record.
It sounds... Well, if that's anything to judge it by, that sounds lovely.
We don't need to judge. We just need to appreciate it.
Oh my God, Troy. Hey, remind us of the names of everything you've brought us so far this morning.
Okay, that one there is the self-titled album from Reservoir. We have that on LP and CD. It's out already. It's on the shelf.
Come and get that one.
But before that, we had The New Adventures of P.P. Arnold, 2LP or CD. We have that. That is out already. And only on vinyl. And I don't think, even if you're the kind of person that thinks, I'll just download the files, I don't think you can. I think this is only a vinyl record.
I just had a squiz.
You did?
And it's not, I can't see it anywhere.
You were going to cheat.
Well, no, I wasn't going
to
cheat.
I was just curious.
Okay, so Gilar, that's on Far Out Recordings.
Because it's such a rare little number, I was like, well, maybe let's see how rare this really is. And it's
pretty
rare.
Yeah.
What do you think your ring is? Is that an owl or a cat face?
I think it's an owl.
An owl? I'm going to vote for owl. It's very chunky and very
You have to
cool.
come into the shop to have a look.
And you can also place your vote on if you think it's an owl or a cat face ring. Hey, thanks very much, Troy. Appreciate that.
Thanks so much.
See you in the shop soon.
You will.
From the crate, thanks to Southbound Records, 132 Simon Street.